every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic Business, Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
So some may find it difficult to just leave their own, the company that they've been with for about 20 years or so and just start something else and start afresh and perhaps start a similar business in the same realm and perhaps challenge the status quo and challenge the company you worked for that long as well. But here's a man who's certainly done that, and he's done it, of course, with his co-founder as well, Vanessa Bard. So Kevin Wellman joins us, and he's, of course, CEO and co-founder of By Design Communications. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Morning, Arabile. Absolutely, no problem.
So 20 years at one company, and you go and start another one, doing similar work, may not necessarily be exactly the same, but in a similar space. How does that come about?
Yeah, I think it's a process of many things. I joined the company 20 years ago. I joined a very good company 20 years ago as an intern. Worked my way through a couple of the ranks. I became MD probably when I was around 30. The South African branch of a global public relations firm. And I remember working with one of my probably business heroes, for want of a better word, Michael Jordan, and he told me years ago that a CEO should never be in place for longer than 10 years.
Yes.
And I just thought that was just an interesting way of thinking about things. I had been in place as MD of the former firm for about 9 years, and I got to a point where I probably wanted something different. And I made the decision to leave that firm and to change things in my life for various reasons before I decided to start another business. And I thought that was quite interesting. So I resigned. I worked about a half a year notice period on purpose because I wasn't in a rush. And in that process, Vanessa left, funny enough, the same firm as well. And she had set out to start a business at a certain point of time, a little while late, and it became evident. And it became obvious in the months that followed that we should just do something together. Another person that I admire greatly is a fellow called Alon Reyes from Reyes Corp. And I remember reading one of his books, and he talked about the loneliness of the entrepreneurship cycle, or being the loneliness of being an entrepreneur. And it was probably those two things overlaid that got us to a position where we thought we should do it, start a business together. And
why the same industry though? Were you not sick of it, baby? Or was it just because, you know, it's the one thing you had known for so long that it just seemed right?
I think the fact that I was there for 20 years in the industry for 20 years means I wasn't sick of it. I think it's that By Design Communications is a corporate communications firm. We do social media strategy, media strategy, media training. We get executives ready to talk to the media. We do that type of thing. And just the very nature of the business, we operate in a different space every day. We've got clients in the sports apparel business. Adidas is a great client of ours. TransUnion, Lee Nike, was the person you've just interviewed, is a great client of ours by pure coincidence. We do some work for the World Bank. We do work for technology firms. SAP is a German software company.
Sure.
We do work for them and a range of other clients. So in any given day, you could be in a boardroom speaking about five totally different industries, about five totally different things. So no.
How do you make sure then you give a tailored, you know, communication strategy, considering that the number of clients, as you said, you know, you could be speaking to?
Absolutely. I think that is key. I mean, we have systems and processes for putting a strategy together for whatever clients it may be. We do hire industry experts. So while myself and Vanessa are probably more generalists, even between her and myself, she handles more the financial services and the B2B type clients. I handle more the B2C and the technology type clients. And then sort of the range of CRMs or customer relationship managers we have in the business are more specialized. So we'll have people that have invested 10 years in the technology space or financial services space. And then we've got content generators. We've got social media strategists. We've got media strategists.
Sure.
So again, you have this range of expertise sort of through the account service team that you might put together for an account.
You've only started this in what, September? In September of 2016, plus minus?
Yeah, correct.
Having then been brought up in, or you know, starting this business in the age of social media, how's that fared for you?
I just love social media. I just think it's cool. Like, you can talk, and if it makes sense and it's viable, somebody's likely to listen, and they might even follow you. And I think that's kind of cool. So social media, the positives, because there are definitely some negatives.
Sure.
We'll get to that in a second. But the positives of social media, everybody has a voice. Everybody can express an opinion. Everybody can validate. Everybody can argue. And I think that's absolutely awesome. Social media for me is just another channel. You must see it for what it is. You must interact on Twitter the way people interact on Twitter. You can't use Twitter you know, if you haven't sort of created the following or created the community over time, you can't just arrive and think you're cool at the party. That just doesn't work. So I think social's great, but it should all be working together. Your media strategy should be working with social, should be working with your above the line strategy, should be working with your marketing strategy, and it all should be working with your business strategy, of course.
It's an easy question to, I suppose, ask, but you know, the times aren't easy. 2016 wasn't an easy time either for South Africa's economy, but you still managed to start a business. How did you get that right? How did you, you know, pursue that entrepreneurship journey despite what is happening either economically or funding wise?
I think that's a very difficult question to answer. But I believe, and I say this often, I think we've been incredibly lucky. Over a couple of decades, myself and my business partner, Vanessa Bard, have built up a series of a huge range of contacts in the industry. I think we have personal reputations, and we put that together. And I always believe you make promises and just keep them. And word of mouth pulls the next clients in. We didn't know what was going to happen. September the 1st, not only was it a challenging time in our space, it's a challenging time of year. Because you've got 2 months until the kind of the Christmas shutdown and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
PR businesses and agencies, maybe, I'm not sure, marketing agencies tend to grow between about April and about October. So a very real concern to us was starting the business in September. But I'm looking back, I'm really pleased we did, because we could get through those early stages. I mean, we worked from our dining rooms. We worked from coffee shops for the first 3 or 4 months. We got our first office in February 2017. And it's, what is that, 20 months later, 25 months later, we're 16 people, we're moving office next month into a much bigger premises. So once again, I think it's a range of very specific things we did, very specific things we wanted to do to build the business. We had a very specific idea of what type of business we wanted to build and how we would do it. And I'm just going to use the word luck. We've been lucky. We've been able to execute against our plan.
Are there specific character traits you think an entrepreneur sort of needs to have? I know it's a very generic question, but you know, I ask that because you know, as you said, you were very lucky, but you had tenacity to continue and fight on.
Entrepreneurs do have. I think the one character trait that entrepreneurs have over non-entrepreneurs, if there's such a thing, is an incredible sense of urgency. Everything else is much the same. You can be excitable, you can be smart or not smart, you can have all the others, but an entrepreneur just has this incredible sense of urgency. Get it done now, do it today, don't wait for tomorrow, do what you've got to do to get something started and then get something finished. And I think that is one thing that our business has certainly had, and the people we hire, we tend to get those people that are excitable, people that are likable, and people that have that sense of urgency.
Okay, so what future plans then do you have for By Design? I mean, yes, now you're moving into a new office. It sounds like an absolute great expansion plan now is on the fore. Where would you like to see yourselves again? Let's just say another 25 months or so.
Yeah, it's again a toughie. Very fortunately, through the experiences that I've had, I've worked at an office. I joined a firm that had about 12 or 15 people. It was bought out by an international firm at the time. And I remember learning a lot through that process, even though I was kind of in my early 20s. I just remember watching the process. I watched the culture change. I watched certain things take place. I also then managed an office from 20 people when I became MD to about 85 people when I left. And I noticed certain things at certain people numbers. Things start to change at 30 people. Things really change at 50, 60 people in an agency, and things certainly change at about 100 people, because then you start diversifying into a range of services that you are not necessarily an expert in. Yeah. You're just exploring. And I've been through all those changes, and I've found those moments really interesting. So our bigger plan, or our wish list, we would love to build a firm up to about 30, 35 people. We work with corporates, big corporates. That's the way we work in certain industries, financial services, technology, consumer, those types of industries. That's what we know. And that's where we want to get to. We spend an incredible amount of time, an inordinate amount of time, hiring the right people. And that is so, so important, because once again, in a business like us, like ours, at the size we are, even though it's 15 or 16 people, you have one bad person, one bad client relationship. And it can have such a detrimental effect on the entire business, the morale of the staff, which sort of the direction you're taking, etc. So we spend a lot of time getting that right. And one last point. I think we also spend a lot of time getting our client mix right. And I know how arrogant that sounds. But we've had one or two clients that haven't quite fitted with us as people and with us as a business.
Okay.
And we end the relationship. We try and end it amicably. Yeah. And we sit with the clients and we talk about what is working, what isn't working, and we try and part ways. Or we change the way of working to really make it make sense for the clients and for our staff.
Sure. Vuyo, finally then, just with regards to not necessarily just your business, but a word perhaps to any budding entrepreneurs and the state of perhaps South Africa as a whole. And I know that's it's probably a horrible question to ask, but I ask it in the context of pushing on and trying to, you know, force the issue along when you want to be an entrepreneur, despite, you know, whatever issues there may be, anything from regulation right through to funding.
Yeah, there's been some very, very interesting lessons in this journey. But I think if I had to provide any kind of advice, when I speak to people and they'll say, yeah, I'm thinking about starting a business, this is what I'm thinking about doing, I think May next year would be a good time. May next year is not a good time.
Yeah.
Tomorrow afternoon is a good time. Like, just do it. Like, just try. And that is my view. I mean, the last 25 months, my life is inordinately different.
Yeah.
I think one thing I did, and I know Vanessa did this as well, we wrote down measures of success for our business before we started. And they weren't necessarily only monetary. The first measure of success for me was seeing my family more often. In my last year of formal employment, if I can use that term, I took my daughter to school once the whole year. Sure. This year, I've taken her to school twice a week. So I'm seeing my family more often. And that was my primary measure of success.
Yeah.
Because the question you get asked by everybody is, how's it going? Are you successful? Are you winning? And let's say you're making some money. That's such an obvious answer. But if you really know what success looks like, you can actually answer that question. So get that right. Have your measures of success. Be urgent, like, do it in the now, and just execute against it. Go all in. Like, you don't have to go 20% in on this. If you're going to do it, man.
Yeah. Wow. Good message there. Kevin, really appreciate your time, bud. Really great chatting to you. Thank you so much for it. That was our entrepreneurship interview with Kevin Wellman, who's the CEO and co-founder of By Design Communications. Around 25 months or so into the business now, and continuing to just forge ahead and try and find a way in this mire of you know, economic turmoil, and just what companies may indeed be needing. Thank you so much, Kevin.